play button on that, and you'll be linked up so you can listen to the game live on the radio. And we archive them as well. You can listen to them after the fact as well, either on our sports or listen live pages here on KJAM.com. Time for our national anthem is played by our national anthem. Jared O'Donnell, the band leader, will lead him up. Let's listen. With the national anthem behind us, it means it's time to play basketball here tonight. Again, your starting lineups for the two teams for the Lynx. It'll be Allie Hightoff, Anna Christensen, Lauren Meeker, Olivia Leisinger, and Jasmine Flynn. Your starting five tonight on the other side for Atlantic in the home whites, Allie Krogman, Alicia Hinsman, Alex Hartwig, Liz Gutenfelder, and Paige Kennan will be your starting five on the floor tonight to get things going here this evening between the Trojans and the Lynx. Atlantic will shoot for the basket to our left as we watch it from the top row of the bleachers on the south side of the gymnasium. And the Lynx will shoot to our right as we get this one started here this evening. In the center circle, Alex Hartwig for Atlantic, Leisinger for AL. The toss is up, the tap controlled by the Lynx. They'll have the basketball first and bring it to the front court. Hightoff will run the offense out top. Left side, Christensen with it. Bounce feed down low. Left block, Flynn turns. Banker up and good. It banged around and fell through for Jasmine Flynn. It's a 2-0 lead for Abraham Lincoln. Trojans to the front court. They work the ball here left side. Allie Krogman off the dribble, swinging around, coming up top to pick up the ball and firing up a quick shot is Liz Gutenfelder. It's long, no good. Rebound chased down by Kennan. Now Kennan gets it back from Hinsman out top. Man-to-man defense for the by the Lynx here early on, and the ball tapped out of bounds here on the near side as Meeker slapped that one away. Trojans will inbound. Kennan will key it in here on the near side. Bounce feed out top. Krogman with it out in the center circle. She's picked up by Hightoff. Hard to say Hightoff and Abraham Lincoln in the same sentence there. Remember, Annie Hightoff was so good for St. Albert so many years ago. Shot up no good from the outside by Kennan. Rebound hits the floor, picked up by the Lynx as Meeker comes away with a rebound. To the front court, Abraham Lincoln here near side, near travel there by Meeker. She tried to make a move here on the right side to fake the shot, took it into the lane, and the ball on the floor is tied up. We're 1 minute into the game, 2-0. Abraham Lincoln leading. The arrow points in favor of the Trojans, so they'll have possession. Kennan will bring the ball up the floor. Left side, Hinsman now. Krogman out on the wing, off the dribble, spins it around top, turns it off now to the right side to Kennan. Kennan out on the arc, dumps it down low, posting there is Hartwig, back outside to Kennan, ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Lynx. Hightoff over there, or rather Christensen over there to knock that one away. Kennan will inbound on the baseline now for Atlantic, bounce pass down low into the traffic area, Hinsman couldn't come up with it, Hartwig does, throws one up, no good, but she's fouled. Little scoop of a hook shot around the right side on the block, and she got hacked on the arm. She'll go to the free throw line. Leisinger will pick up the foul, her first. Team number one against Abraham Lincoln here tonight. Hartwig a chance to shoot a pair here from the stripe.
It's good hustle there by Hartwig to keep a track of the basketball and be able to pick it up and get the quick shot off.
Well, one thing we've noticed here the last few years is free throw shooting's continuing to go down the hill for a lot of these teams as Hartwig misses the first. Teams that shoot well from the free throw line can really help themselves. Second one here is good. That one dances home. So Hartwig, one of her two. 2-1 ball game. Abe Lincoln on top as Hightoff brings it to the front side. Now Christensen slips it all the way across. Meeker left side. Pull-up jumper off the dribble. No good. Rebound Flynn. Kick out. Near side. Jumper up by Delaney Bolton. That's no good as she's checked into the ball game. And the rebound yanked down by Atlantic. Hinsman comes away with it. Cannon going to run the floor now. Up quickly. The posting down low is Hartwick. No man's land. Kicks it out. Hinsman traveled with it. Oh, they got a 3-second violation. Another call we don't see very often anymore, but 3 seconds inside against the Trojans will turn the ball over. Good start important to Atlantic tonight. They struggled in their Jamboree matchup against Panorama last week. They would really like to get off to a quick start here and build some confidence as the quick shot by Christensen here from the right wing is no good. Rebounded by Atlantic. Up the floor, Kennan for the Trojans. Leaves it for Hinsman, left side of the arc. Hinsman off the dribble drive into the lane. Stops, kicks it across. Gutenfelder, head fake, the drive, and a foul. Reaching in, Lauren Meeker got her on the arm, picks up the foul. That'll be her first second team foul against the Lynx. Cannon on the baseline will inbound. Looking to the right side, into the corner now to Krogman. Krogman needs some help. Nobody coming to help out, and now the ball swatted away. She tried to dump it down low as Hartwig came down the lane. Flynn smacked that ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. 5:43 to go first quarter. 2-1. AL the lead. Bounce pass down low on the block. That's Hartwig. She feeds it outside again now to Hinsman. She chases down the loose ball. Hinsman lobs into traffic to Cannon. It's tipped and stolen away. It's a series of poor passes there by the Trojans as Abraham Lincoln now brings the ball to the front court. Ball tipped. Cannon got a hand on it. Link's able to come down with it. Bolton drives the left baseline. Leaner no good, but a blocking foul going to be whistled against Atlantic. And it looks to be probably against Hartwig down low on the block. And that'll be her first team foul against Atlantic. Hartwig struggled at times last year in ball games, but simply because she's just so aggressive down low. And she is a strong player. Despite her lack of height, she's a very strong post player inside. Sometimes too strong for her own good.
Well, that's something she's going to have to watch out for, is getting in early foul trouble in ball games as well.
Bolton makes the first, misses the second. Hartwig grabs the rebound. 3-1, Lynx lead, Trojans ball. Cannon left side now leaves it for Krogman. She'll dribble around the wing, stop at the free throw line, jumper up, rattles in and out, no good. Cannon tried to get the rebound. It's saved on the baseline as it was going out of bounds. Hinsman tossed it back in, taken away by the Lynx, and up the floor they come. Christensen right side to Meeker. Meeker flips it back out top now to Bolton. Bolton with the basketballs. Atlantic settles back into a 2-3 zone. Left side, Hightoff out top. It goes to Meeker. Looks at the three and leaves it on the wing. Three-pointer from Hightoff on the way. No good. Rebounded underneath by Christensen. Wraparound no good on the rebound attempt. As she tried to put it right back up, but the ball is tied up underneath on the rebound. We're going to have a foul call whistled against Meeker inside.
Kind of went over the top that time to trap that. Grab that rebound, and official right there underneath to see her.
For Abraham Lincoln, fresh face in. Mackenzie Bolton checks into the ball game, and for Atlantic, three new faces now. Nora Walker checks in for the first time. Also, Sam McConnell is into the basketball game, along with Shelby Worth for the Trojans. McConnell right side will feed it down low. Krogman posting underneath. Needs help. Back outside McConnell. McConnell struggling with the ball there, had it smacked away, and now picks it back up. Underneath it goes to Krogman. Her jumper on the baseline is no good, and the rebound in traffic picked up by Mackenzie Bolton, and she'll bring it to the front side for the Lynx. 4:15 to go here in the first quarter. 3-1 the score. Abe Lincoln leading. Out top with the basketball is Christensen. The head fake and the drive. Ball poked away by Cannon, nearly stolen. Lynx come up with it, though. Mackenzie Bolton with it back out top. Bolton off the dribble, dumps it to the high post, and the ball knocked away. Flynn rolling on the floor, traveled with it, and turns it over. Nice job there. Quick hands by Paige Cannon to reach in and keep that ball alive for Atlantic. And Flynn ends up rolling around on the floor for turnover. The ball goes back to Atlantic. Cannon front court, the crossover dribble now out top of the arc. We'll leave it off for Worth. She'll turn. She'll fire the three. No good. And it's going to be saved on the baseline by Krogman. AL, though, comes up with a basketball. Quick feed up the floor. Oh, that's a travel that was just missed as Christensen got the ball on the run. Missed the shot down low, though. Recovered there on the rebound by McConnell for Atlantic. Cannon all the way down the lane. Nice bounce pass across the lane as they run the floor. And on the receiving end, Sam McConnell with the first field goal of the season for the Trojans. We're tied at 3. And now the Trojans with the steal. Pass from the top side there by Hightoff is errant and picked up by Atlantic. Now Cannon up the floor. Bounce feed into the lane. McConnell pushed from behind and the ball taken away from her. And the Lynx come up with a steal. 3:05 left in the quarter. 3-3, we're tied. Into the lane. On the dribble now is Bolton. She'll fire one up. It's no good. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Flynn. Nice block out by Shelby Worth to keep Flynn from grabbing that loose ball rebound. And the Trojans will benefit with a turnover. Lauren Rommel now into the ball game, a 5'6 senior for Abraham Lincoln. Atlantic with a chance to take their first lead of the ball game now. Up the floor they come. Walker out left side of the arc. Leaves it for Krogman. Krogman out top to Worth. She'll step up, gets a screen, tries the three, and banks one home. Shelby Worth rattles one off the glass. Got a screen from Nora Walker out top to set her up, and it's 6-3 Trojans. 5-0 run here by Atlantic. As the Lynx fire one up quickly inside, come away with nothing as the rebound by McConnell, and the Trojans back up the floor. Right side, Kennan, now to Worth. Walker, right side elbow, turns into the lane, kicks it back out for Shelby Worth. Worth will leave it outside now for Paige Kennan. Kennan off the dribble, left side Krogman, quick shot, up, no good. Rattles in and out, rebound off the floor, taken by Mackenzie Bolton. 2:10 left to go in the first quarter. 6-3, Trojans lead it. Here, right side it comes now. Hannah Christensen, dribble drive into the lane, on the run, the flip, no good. Rebound taken there by Shelby Worth. Atlantic basketball again. Kennan to the front side. Each of these teams missing opportunities. Worth turns, fires one just inside the arc. No good. Rebound fought for and pulled down now by Delaney Bolton. Lynx back the other side. Left side, they bounce it on the right side to Rommel. So kick it back out top. Now Christensen into traffic to Flynn. Flynn looks gassed out there. She couldn't come up with it. Ball picked up by Atlantic. Up the floor we come, and a foul call as Krogman feeds Kennan. And Kennan fouled trying to lean one in down the lane. So Paige Kennan will go to the free throw line, and the foul is going to be whistled against Lauren Rommel. That'll be her first, team number 4 against the Lynx.
Good hustle by the Trojans to get the ball up the floor. They've been really trying to push it when they get those turnovers, and you know, at least here it pays off with an opportunity at the free throw line.
And the first free throw by Kennan is no good. She'll get one more. Just 1-for-3 from the free throw line so far for the Trojans. One more try coming. And the second one is good. Kennan tosses that one in, so Atlantic increases the lead now to 7-3. And Kennan will check out of the ballgame now as Gutenfelder is back in for Atlantic. Up the floor, Mackenzie Bolton with it. Minute and a half to go in this first quarter. 7-3, Trojans on top. Left side pull-up jumper is short off the front of the rim as Delaney Bolton couldn't get it to go, and the rebound taken by Atlantic. It's typically been about one and done down low as they get it into McConnell. She steps back and tosses one up quickly off the glass. No good. Each team's kind of getting one shot and no offensive rebounds. Back the other way, Mackenzie Bolton steps back for three. No good, and a foul over the back against the Lynx. This is against Olivia Leisinger, her second foul, fifth team foul. We're going to have a timeout as Coach Chad Shaw off the bench for the Lynx, and he wants a full timeout. 1:04 left to go in the first quarter. 7-3 Atlantic on top. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all of your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner and operator of Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland, 712-774-2215. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 p.m., Saturday till noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. The Cascotti Pheasants Forever would like to invite you to join their committee to help in the conservation of pheasants, quail, and other wildlife through habitat improvements, public awareness, education, and land management. Call Matt Donaldson at 712-249-4795 for more information.
Just after 8 o'clock, you're listening to high school basketball here on AM 1220, KJAN Atlantic, Iowa. Jim Field along with Chris Parks. Under a minute now, 58 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Atlantic up 7-3 with the ball as Worth feeds Walker down low right side. The bounce feed back to Worth. She'll launch the three. No good. Short. Rebound. Krogman underneath the basket. She puts it back in for two. And Atlantic has stretched the lead now to 9-3. Abraham Lincoln to the front court. Bolton here near side to Hightoff. Hightoff off the dribble, fires it all the way across to Bolton. They try to throw it down low, and Worth with the steal. Got up high, tipped it, and then took it out of the air. Atlantic basketball, Krogman ahead to Gutenfelder. Right side, gets a screen, drives baseline in a double dribble. McConnell tried to set a screen down to the baseline to let her run along the baseline, but in traffic, Gutenfelder lost the handle. 9-3, Atlantic leading, 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Abraham Lincoln up the floor now as Bolton walks the ball to the front court. Atlantic will stretch the defense now. 14 seconds left. Left side it goes into the corner. That's Taylor Valentine with it. They dump it down low, and a quick shot inside is good by Delaney Bolton. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Worth lost the long pass. It's out of bounds as she tried to set up for a three and the ball behind her. So it's 9-5. 1 second left, 1.9 on the clock. Inbounds quickly up the center court. They can't get off a shot. That'll do it. As Hightop tried to fire up a shot after the buzzer. 9-5, Atlantic leads Abraham Lincoln after one in this girls' non-conference game. Chris will have the second quarter here. When we come back, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. The Pizza Ranch at Atlantic serves their mile-long buffet from 11 until 1:30 and 5 until 8 o'clock every day. They have a large salad bar, wide range of pizzas including dessert pizza and chicken and mashed potatoes, along with lots of other good fixins. The Pizza Ranch, located at the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza in Atlantic. Rusty Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Rust family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa, and downtown Harlan as well. Rusty himself for over 37 years fixing and selling boots. He's the only one you need to know. Rusty Shoe Repair, downtown Harlan. Wickman Chemical wants you to maximize your corn and soybean fields. Book your insecticides, fungicides, and aerial application today. Returns have never been higher. Call Wickman Chemical at 243-7739. That's 243-7739.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. We get set for second quarter action. Atlantic, the Trojans with the lead, 9-5 here at home over the Abraham Lincoln Lynx. And the inbound here is AL will start with the basketball here to start this second quarter. And the pass was too tall that time for Bolton. Stolen away here by the Trojans. Cannon will run it the other direction, sends it left side. And they get it up top now once again back to Cannon. Cannon with it will send it the left side pass to Alex Hartwig. She'll dump it off now to Mackenzie Holmes. Back up top. Now it goes to Nora Walker. She drives right side. Shot from the elbow. No good. Rebound inside is taken by Hartwig. And then a jump ball called as she got tied up with Lauren Meeker.
I stumbled a bit. I think she stepped on somebody's foot as she was trying to make a move to the basket. Otherwise, I think she had a good opportunity to put that one back up and in. Trojans keep.
They'll keep it on the arrow and send it in here with Kinnon to the inbound. A nice inbound underneath. They lost track of Mackenzie Holmes, and she gets the easy bucket on the right side of the hoop. 11-5 now, Trojans. They rattled off eight in a row in that first quarter before that late basket finally was knocked down by the Lady Bolton, and now they... quick bucket here to start the second quarter. Now a turnaround jumper is knocked down here by Lauren Meeker for the Abraham Lincoln Lynx on the other side. They got it to her at the high post. Now driving is Kennan. She'll try to dump it down low to Hartwig. It's on the floor and stolen, and going to have a foul on the floor here. As coming away with the basketball was Mackenzie Bolton, and then we had a reach-in foul here. Whistled against Alex Hartwig. That'll be her second.
Yeah, tough one scrumming for the basketball down low, but it kind of slid between the legs of the Lynx player, and Atlantic had to try to reach around and try to get that ball, and that's where the foul comes.
Mackenzie Bolton checked out, and back into the game is Hannah Christensen here for the Lynx, and they'll give it to her left side. Christensen up top now here to Delaney Bolton, sends it right side over to Hightop. Hightop back out top, they'll send it left side to Bolton. Bolton thought about the shot, now pulls it down and kicks it back up top. Hightop works it around to Christensen. They'll dump it inside now, and Flynn is going to get fouled here on the floor. I got away with the walk, but they'll whistle the foul on the floor, and that's going to be against Alex Hartwig. So that's a tough one. That's their number three now on Hartwig. Inbound here for Lynx as Hightop will send it up high. Christensen's open for the three. Try, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hartwig. Hartwig to Kennan. Kennan will run it up right side. Had Hartwig streaking, didn't get it to her. Now stops at the free throw line. Almost had it tapped away. Saves it, kicks it out. McKenzie Holmes for the long shot just inside the arc. No good. Rebound pulled down by Flynn. Up ahead, they'll kick it to Bolton. Bolton tries to go baseline. It's cut off there. And we're going to have a foul call. Is running into her that time. And trying to cut her off was Alicia Hensman. She'll pick up her first. Team foul number four now here against the Trojans here in this first half of basketball. And now Hartwig will check out with those three fouls as Sam McConnell comes back in here to the lineup. And now we see Leisinger come back in as well here for the Lynx. Inbound pass now here. Hightop will send it out high to Christensen. Christensen, right side it goes. And a long three-point attempt is well short that time by Meeker. Rebound inside, put back no good by Leisinger. Rebound to McConnell. Bodies rolling on the floor up the court. Now here's McKinnon. Kicks it left side to Holmes. Now back up top. Here's Walker for a three. And that's no good in and out. Rebound pulled down now here by the Lynx. Meeker tracked it down in the corner, off to Hightoff. Dumps it back to Meeker. Meeker hanging on to it, looking inside. Now pump fakes, goes baseline. Traveled with it, gets it past Flynn, and it's thrown away. Is it stolen away here by the Trojans? Holmes will work it up the floor to Hensman. Now down on the block, they go to McConnell. Turnaround shot off the glass, in and out, no good. Couldn't get the roll that time, and the rebound comes down to Abraham Lincoln. Here's Hightoff, picks up her dribble, sends it left side. Christensen down inside now. Leisinger, turnaround shot, well short. Rebound pulled down by Hensman. They get it off to Kinnon. Now she'll dribble it up the floor quickly all the way to the hoop. And no good with the layup. And the rebound taken down by Leisinger. Kinnon tried to go coast to coast with it. Couldn't convert. And now we'll have Leisinger throw it away. She wasn't ready for the pass. They tried to throw it to her. Went off her hip. Stolen by the Trojans. Here's Kinnon. Right side pass. Hensman. She'll try the three. That's well short. Rebound fought for. Good job. Holmes fighting for it. She gets the shot up. No good, but the foul's going to be called against Hightoff. She worked hard for that one.
Now, McKenzie's only 5'3", and she really doesn't belong down there in the low block, but she's there. She's scrappy. She just kind of gave her a little shove and fought for position, got the rebound, and get the chance to shoot free throws.
So free throws coming now here for McKenzie Holmes. She'll have a couple of them. First one is good. She gets that one to go. One more coming now here for Holmes, who's got all three of the points so far here in this second quarter. And the second free throw is on the way. That one's good as well. Back into the lineup is Shelby Worth before that last free throw here for the Trojans. And she's guarding out high against Hightoff. Hightoff has the basketball and lost the handle on it. It's going to be last touched by Atlantic. And the Lynx will inbound here on the far side. 4:42 to go, second quarter. It's 13-7, Trojans with the lead here at home tonight. In pass to Flynn. They'll kick it out. Leisinger baseline shot. No good, too strong. Rebound inside. Christensen the putback way off. Rebound by McConnell. Lynx can't find their touch tonight. Pass up ahead quickly. Worth, she'll try the shot just on the line. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Hightoff. We've got a foul reaching in here against McKenzie Holmes as she'll pick up her first.
Yeah, the Trojans really didn't need to settle for that quick shot from the outside. They really didn't have anybody underneath to try to rebound on the miss, but nothing wrong with that. Coach Casey Pelzer was saying, let's just keep throwing up shots. Sooner or later, they're going to fall.
Now we got a pass left side and a dribble drive. Baseline shot no good. Missed by Rommel. Rebound pulled down here by the Trojans. Sam McConnell fought for that one. Good positioning. Here's Krogman, throws it right side to Worth, down on the block. Now they try to work it to McConnell, tapped out of bounds by Jasmine Flynn, and they'll stay with Atlantic underneath.
Flynn caught a break there, a lot of contact coming from over the back to swat that one away. McConnell, a good job hustling down the floor and getting to that block first to get position.
And now a quick shot flying down the left side of the lane on the inbound, no good by McConnell. Rebound pulled down by the Lynx. Hightoff will throw it left side over to Christensen. She traveled with the basketball.
You know, two things tonight, Chris. Conditioning, of course, early season going to be an issue. You already see some of these players really tugging at the shorts here early on. And also the shooting touch really isn't there quite yet. Those are things that come with this just as you get out and play more.
Inbound pass, and Krogman will work it up the floor here for the Trojans. Left side dribble by Walker. Back up top, nobody was home. She was looking for McKenzie Holmes, thrown into the backcourt, and the over and back is called. As it will turn back over here to Abraham Lincoln. 13-7 your score. Trojans lead it. 3:44 left to go here
in this second quarter of play as Delaney Bolton comes back into the lineup here for Abraham Lincoln, along with Mackenzie Bolton into the lineup as well. Mackenzie has it up top. She'll pick up her dribble, now tries to throw it inside, threw it away right to Sam McConnell. Now we off to Krogman. She'll fire it up quickly to Wirth. She tries to go to the rack, off the glass and good. Nice job going to the rack that time by Shelby Wirth. And it's now 15-7 Trojans.
Yeah, Shelby Wirth gets the credit there for scoring the points, but give credit to Sam McConnell. She's come off the bench and really played well defensively.
Three-point attempt is knocked down on the other end, quickly left side that time by Lauren Meeker. She's got 5 points now, all five in the second quarter here for the Lynx, and it's 15-10. Down on the block to McConnell. She'll work against Flynn, gets the foul call. She'll go to line to shoot, too. Good quick move by McConnell. And that's going to be first on Flynn.
Yeah, with some of these girls returning for Atlantic, you see the improvement already. McConnell just looks so much more confident going down low and just getting to that low block area just as quickly as she can to beat Flynn down the floor. And once she gets in position, Flynn's having to struggle and reach around. I'm surprised she's only got the one foul.
So Gutenfelder checks back in here for Atlantic. The first free throw was missed there by McConnell, and the second one also missed, and Flynn pulls down the rebound for Abraham Lincoln. So Trojans don't take advantage at the charity stripe, and here comes AL the other way. Out top, Mackenzie Bolton lobs it right side. Christensen down on the block to Flynn. Back outside, Delaney Bolton, the pump fake, the drive, kicks it across the lane. Tough shot, Meeker is blocked by McConnell out of bounds. It'll stay with Abraham Lincoln.
Again, McConnell there to dust things up a little bit. Atlantic not blessed with a lot of size. They list McConnell at, 5'9", but might be closer to 5'10", 5'11", and she's playing big here tonight.
The inbound was lobbed over the head of Flynn, stolen away by Shelby Wirth. They'll fire it up left side. Mackenzie Holmes with the quick three, no good. Rebound taken down underneath that time by Meeker for AL. The Lynx come back the other way. Out top, it's Mackenzie Bolton, gets a screen, stops and fires it down Flynn on the block. Quick shot is good. Jasmine Flynn with her second bucket of the ball game, and it's 15-12. 2:20 left to go here in this second quarter. Out top, it's Krogman with it, hands it off to Wirth. Wirth gets a screen, now picks up her dribble. Wheeling through is Gutenfelder. She'll try to go baseline, gets in trouble on the block, has her shot blocked by Flynn, taken away by Mackenzie Bolton. Turnover and coming back the other direction. They get it to Christensen. She'll go baseline. Lobs it to Flynn. Her shot was tapped by McConnell, but Christensen there to save it on the baseline. They'll reset out top now with Mackenzie Bolton. She drives into the free throw line, kicks it back out to Delaney Bolton. She tried to fire it across the lane, and it hit a bunch of Atlantic players pinballing out of bounds, and it'll stay with AL underneath. Checking in now is Taylor Valentine here for Abraham Lincoln. And now back into the game is Paige Kinnon here for Atlantic as Mackenzie Holmes will check out. 2-3 zone set up here off the inbound. Inbound comes left side to Meeker. She takes the three, no good. Rebound is put up by Valentine, no good. And the rebound underneath by Delaney Bolton. We have a foul call. It's going to be a Gutenfelder picking up that one underneath. We'll have two shots coming for Delaney Bolton.
Atlantic slow on the rebound effort that time, allowing Bolton to get that ball down low, and Gutenfelder just reaching from behind, trying to yank it out of her hands.
Bolton at the line. First one is good. Danced around and fell through. One more coming. It's 15-13. Lynx are inching a little bit closer here. And that one's also good. So Delaney Bolton hits both free throws, and it's now a one-point game. 15-14 with 1:40 left to go here in the first half. They try to get it up ahead quickly, and they do get it to McConnell, and she puts the nice little dump off the glass in. Good job by Krogman pushing it up the floor.
Got to reward your post when she hustles up the floor.
So the bucket there, and it's 17-14 Trojans. Skip pass across. They got it to Meeker. She pump faked and then went to the whole left side. Missed the shot too strong. A little bit of a dart there, and it comes off the glass here to the Trojans. They send it left side now over to... Nice look there across. They got it across on the left side that time to Krogman. She dumped it right down to the block to McConnell, and she gets another easy bucket. Sam McConnell having a nice game here for the Trojans. 19-14. Now quickly the other way, right side. Christensen took the three, missed it. Rebound inside by Mackenzie Bolton, missed it. And Paige Kinnon comes out of the pile with the ball. Up ahead to Krogman. Right across once again, but this time they fill the lane and knock it out of bounds. They were looking for McConnell on the block, but it was tapped out by Valentine, and it'll be Atlantic ball underneath.
Boy, Sam McConnell playing like a senior tonight, hustling up and down the floor, getting herself in position offensively and defensively.
Rommel checked back in for AL. Now the inbound lobbed into McConnell. She'll kick it back out to Krogman. Krogman across to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder takes the quick shot. No good off the back of the iron. And the rebound comes down to Abraham Lincoln. 39 seconds to go, first half. 19-14, Trojans lead it. Link spread things out on the court. Send it in the left side in the corner. Ballantyne back up top. Now they work it. Rommel has it left wing. Now back up top it goes to Mackenzie Bolton. And now we're going to have a three-second violation. Standing in underneath was Christensen. She didn't get out of there quick enough. It's going to turn over back to the Trojans with 21 seconds left in the half.
Boy, you can just hear the whole bench down there for AL saying, ouch, that's a tough one to take when you're trying to kind of hang on for the last shot.
Hightop checks back into the lineup here to play defense for AL. And it looks like the Trojans will try to hold here for the final shot. Paige Kinnon with the basketball, sends it right side. Krogman, she'll fire up a quick one, though. That's off the back of the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bolton. Bolton the other way. She has 3 seconds, kicks it down on the block, and it's out of bounds, and threw it away. Trojans will get it with just 1.7 ticks left here in this first half, leading 19-14. They'll roll it in. Kinnon takes a dribble, throws it up ahead, and it's off the iron, no good. And that'll be the end of the first half of play. It's 19-14, the Atlantic Trojans with the lead here at halftime over the visiting Abraham Lincoln Lynx. We'll take a break here and come back, give you some halftime analysis. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching, backhoe service, boring and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. Sitel Corporation in Atlantic, proud to support sports activities in Southwest Iowa. Full or part-time employment for mature individuals with day or nighttime shifts. Call Sitel at 243-8090 or stop by their office in Atlantic. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we're at the halftime break here between the Atlantic Trojans and the Abraham Lincoln Lynx. Season lid lifter here for these two teams as they get the season kicked off. And not too bad of a first half for Coach Casey Felder and his Trojans as they lead it 19-14. Both of these two teams struggling the things that you would expect early in the season. Shooting the basketball is definitely one of those issues for both teams so far. But you got to like the effort here so far from the Trojans, and especially, we talked about her a lot in that first half, Sam McConnell. She really kind of provided a spark off the bench here for Atlantic.
You know, there are things you can and can't do in basketball. I mean, you can't go out and shoot lights out every night. You'd like to, but you can't do that every night. And, you know, you're going to have things that are going to happen from, you know, the skill level part, but just the pure hustle and effort, determination. I mean, those things you can do all the time. There's no reason not to do those kinds of things. And when you do those types of things, sometimes that turns into real positives for your ball club. It's hard to get angry at a player who hustles up and down the floor, gets in position for defensive rebounds, and beats the other post up the floor, trying to get to that low block area quickly to get good position to get a good feed inside for a chance to score points. And McConnell doing a good job of that. But I tell you, I've been impressed with the Trojans. They were a team that didn't seem to be real confident at times last year. Taylor Young was kind of a player who would take things over for Atlantic offensively at times. It just didn't seem like anybody else really was wanting to step up, and she would have to do a lot of that. It doesn't look that way. Granted, this is just the first half of the first game, but Atlantic just looks to be playing with a little bit more confidence this year. And boy, you go a long way with some confidence.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the one thing you really notice is that everybody's kind of looking to take that shot, and maybe a little bit too quickly sometimes down the floor, but you got to like the confidence of everybody willing to just, you know, put the basketball up when they do have that open opportunity. You mentioned that's kind of night and day from last year, where they were always looking to try to get it to Young, it seemed like, to have her take the shot. Nobody else wanted to step up and do that and put themselves out there a little bit. But everybody, almost everybody that stepped on the floor will put up a shot at least and try to look at the basket. So you got to like that.
hey, the more you're open and you put shots up, the more they're going to start to fall, and you see some success out there on the floor.
Well, Natick only carries 11 on the varsity roster right now. Nine of them have played here in the first half, which is what Coach Pelzer told me before the ball game started. That's what he was hoping for, was a nine-person rotation. And yeah, they've all contributed in different ways. Not all of them scored points, but they've all set screens. They've all run the ball up and down the floor and picked up rebounds. On the other side, Abraham Lincoln only carries 10 on their roster, and nine of the 10 players have gotten on the court so far here in this ball game in the first half. They just have not shot the ball very well. They've had opportunities to get the ball inside, but they just don't seem to be able to have a lot of good touch inside, and they've struggled really trying to score points down below. I don't know what their shooting percentage is, but boy, if it's over 30%, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, they really have struggled shooting the basketball, and I guess the thing from them, just looking at them as we started the ball game, that I'm surprised at, they just don't seem very aggressive underneath the basket. Getting offensive rebounds is something I thought they might have a little bit of an advantage at, but they really haven't done that at all. They've been kind of one and done most of the trips down the floor for them, and Jasmine Flynn, even though she has some size, hasn't been really playing as though she has that size advantage, and even Leisinger, I thought, would maybe get a couple of extra rebounds inside as well, but they really haven't done that, and the Trojans have done a good job of hustling to the basketball, so that's been a good bonus for them here.
Well, and that's some of it. Some of these AL players getting gassed, especially the bigger gals down low, because they've been able to chase Atlantic up and down the floor here in the ball game. But neither team really getting much more than one opportunity each time up the floor. Not a lot of offensive chances on rebounds and putbacks here in this first half for either squad, so something to work on here for the second half. But, you know, I like the way the Trojans withstood the little bit of a storm. They built themselves a little bit of a lead. They were down 3-1, ran off 8 in a row. They take a 9-3 lead. They've led by as many as 8 in the first half at 15-7. But after that, a 7-0 run by Abe Lincoln got it to 15-14. And you thought, here it comes now. Abe Lincoln's going to get that confidence and steal it away. Now, momentum's a funny beast, but Atlanta came right back, got a couple of buckets. They lead at 19-14 here at the half. So a good way to withstand the run. You'd like to have a bigger lead, but the Trojans able to build it back again a little bit after that bit of an Abe Lincoln run. So it's something good to build on here at halftime.
Yeah, definitely weathered the storm well there in that little bit of flurry there towards the end of the half. So once again, it's 19-14 here at the half. Atlantic leads over the Abraham Lincoln Lynx here this opening game this season for the Trojans here at home at the Atlantic High School. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back with more, give you some of the numbers, and take a look at how the other college teams are doing here tonight around the state as well. Here's some high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Steinbeck & Sons, for all your fertilizer, propane, seed, and farm chemical needs, or help with planting crops, Steinbeck & Sons is a locally owned company, so you are buying from someone you know. Just 6 miles east of Griswold and a half mile south. Give them a call at 712-778-4557. When you're needing welding or repairs on cast, aluminum, or stainless steel, give Adair Machine Shop a call. They can help you with the small jobs to the big jobs. Adair Machine Shop at 209 Audubon Street in Adair. Call 641-742-3628. Berggren Real Estate and Auction, for farmland, residential, and commercial. They do auctions for ag sales, real estate, and personal property. Visit their website at berggrenrealestateandauction.com or give them a call at 712-778-2242.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. We're at halftime here as the Trojans have a lead 19-14 over the Abraham Lincoln Lynx here in this high school basketball game here tonight. Thanks for listening to us here on AM 1220 KJN and those listening on the web as well at KJN.com. Quick update for you on those other college action going on around the state here tonight. Iowa State is at home tonight taking on Northern Colorado, and still not really pulled far away just yet from Northern Colorado. It's a 79-70 9-point ball game there with 6:48 left to go in the ball game. And Northern Iowa is all over Western Carolina, 56-24, with 7:54 left to go in that college basketball game here tonight. So a quick update there for you on that front. Taking a look now here at some of the numbers here from this basketball game in the first half as we take a look at Atlantic, who leads the way. And it was a person we talked about a little bit coming off the bench to lead the way scoring-wise, and that was Sam McConnell. She had 6 points there in that first half for Coach Pelzer's squad, and also 5 chipped in from Shelby Worth. Four tonight so far for Mackenzie Holmes. 2 points chipped in by Allie Krogman and Alex Hartwig and Paige Kinnon. Both have a point apiece here to start this first half of play. For the Abraham Lincoln Lynx, they have a couple of players with 5 points apiece. That's Delaney Bolton and Lauren Meeker. And then just one other player on the board scoring-wise, and that's Jasmine Flynn, who has 4 points. So they only had three players score in that first half of basketball. As we mentioned, they really kind of struggled shooting the basketball from the field, which, you know, both teams obviously didn't set the world on fire, but Atlantic had a little bit more success and a little bit more success getting it in good look situations down the block when they did score their points. So that's kind of another advantage here tonight so far as well. To look at some of those numbers here for you, we're just about ready to get going here in this second half of play. We'll go ahead and take one more quick timeout back with the start of the second half with some high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold services all makes, all models. They also do tire sales. They have aluminum and steel trailers and car and utility trailers for sale. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold is open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointment. Give them a call at 712-778-2126. The Flower Basket in Griswold carries more than just beautiful flowers. They have local wines from three different wineries and many decorative items for inside and out. They have tux rentals, too. The Flower Basket on Main Street in Griswold, 712-778-4311. And Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs, where your initial sports injury evaluation is free. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. and Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m. For details and directions, visit www.millerortho.com.
Jim Beale, Chris Parks back with you here in the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. As we go to the third quarter, Abe Lincoln with the ball trailing 19-14 to Atlantic. And a quick shot from the right baseline is off the mark. No good by Lauren Meeker. Rebounded inside by Sam McConnell. Trojans getting some pressure in the backcourt now as Paige Kennan rolls around the ground and gets fouled by Allie Heitzoff. Her second and the first team foul here in the second half against Abraham Lincoln. Atlantic with a little different look to start the second half than they did to start the ball game, as they have Paige Kennan, Nora Walker, Allie Krogman, Sam McConnell, and Mackenzie Holmes on the floor to start this half. Cannon up the floor with it, leaves it outside now for Nora Walker. Left side it goes now, Krogman. Off the dribble, Mackenzie Holmes comes out, sets up for the three, the shot up and good. She rattles it home, gets that one to fall through. Holmes uses the screen out top to her benefit. It is 22-14, matches the biggest lead of the ball game for Atlantic at 8 points. Back the other way, Flynn, quick shot up and in from the right elbow as she got the ball at the high post and jumps one in, and it's 22-16. 7:10 left to go here in this third quarter. Cannon right side, McConnell out on the arc now working against Flynn. Looking low, Holmes tried to post inside, but sneaking in and stealing it is Heitoff. Heitoff will dribble through traffic now and get to the front court, and a bump and a foul. Mackenzie Holmes reaching in, picks up her second. First team foul against Atlantic here in the half. Lynx starting the second half with Allie Heitoff, Hannah Christensen, also Lauren Meeker on the floor, Jasmine Flynn, and Olivia Leisinger. They're starting five. Outside, Heitoff with it here on the left wing. She'll drive past Krogman, dumps it down low. Meeker turns baseline, quick shot, no good. Rebound tapped out. It'll belong to Atlantic. Leisinger the last to touch it. Ball turns over. Walker will bring the ball inbounds and get it to Kennan. She'll dribble it up ahead. 6:40 left to go here in the third quarter. 22-16, Trojans on top. And Krogman has the ball stripped away here on this near side by Meeker, who punches it out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. Kennan will inbound here. Out top, Krogman. Right side, it comes to McConnell. She's out on the arc, bringing Flynn away from the basket. Looks for help, lobs it all the way across, and it's going to go out of bounds. Tried to save it over there, Krogman, but she couldn't quite get to it. I think the pass was actually intended on that far side for Paige Kennan, but she made a move just as that long toss was thrown. Front court now, Christensen with it. She'll leave it across for Meeker for the Lynx. Meeker well off the arc, guarded by Holmes. Quick pass out top, Christensen. Left side, Heitoff. Posting, Flynn. Outside it goes to Christensen for the three. No good, and the rebound again inside by McConnell. But her bounce pass is a little too tight quartered there for Paige Kennan, and it skips past her out of bounds. So the ball turns right back over to Abraham Lincoln. Lynx will inbound baseline now as Heitoff feeds Christensen here left wing. Christensen off the dribble out top will leave it across for Heitoff. High top out high, the bounce feed to the high post. Flynn, left side, Meeker. Oh, she lost the ball. Oh, and they're going to give them the ball back. Yikes, Meeker just lost the handle on the basketball. And the ball out of bounds, but they say that somebody apparently has got 8-foot long arms and touched it. Inbounds pass Meeker, and the Trojans will get it back anyway. As Nora Walker grabs the rebound on the missed shot. So Atlantic back up the floor quickly, ahead to Mackenzie Holmes. Left side drive, and she's fouled, going right to the rack. Holmes will go to the line to shoot a couple here. That foul on Flynn is her second. Second team foul on the Lynx here in the second half. Holmes at the line here for the Trojans. First one on the way. The first free throw try is no good. Holmes, a junior, just 5'3", but she's strong, and she'll run the floor for you and do a lot of things and seemingly has no fear. Second free throw try. Delaney Bolton, by the way, checked back in for the Lynx. Second free throw try here by Holmes is good. Holmes now with 8 points off the bench tonight, 23-16. Abe Lincoln working the ball up the floor now as they get it across the timeline here to the near side. Bolton dribbles baseline now, trying to go low. Wrap around underneath. She'll curl around and throw it up and in. Delaney Bolton with a basket down low, and it's 23-18, a 5-point Atlantic lead. Kennan, right side corner now to Krogan. Back to Kennan. Lynx working a man-to-man defense. Down low now, Kennan posting, kicks it out. Walker from the top for three. That's short. Krogman, though, gets the rebound, has her shot blocked, and we're going to call it a jump ball, and the arrow points to Atlantic. Alicia Hinsman back into the ballgame now for the Jans as McConnell will check out, and for the Lynx, Mackenzie Bolton will come back into the contest to take the place of Hightoff. 5-11 left to play second in the third quarter. 23-18, inbound, Holmes, left corner for three, shot no good. Rebounded, though, by Kennan. Down baseline, Hinsman fires one up quickly, no good. The rebound tapped out, and we got a foul on the Trojans. Reaching over the top that time is Nora Walker, and she'll pick up the foul. That will be just her first, second team foul against Atlantic here in this second half. Shelby Worth and Liz Gutenfelder up off the bench, back in for the Trojans as Holmes and Krogman will check out. It's good rotation going here for Atlantic. They seem to be in pretty decent condition here early, and they're going to get the ball back in the backcourt as Delaney Bolton got stuck in the backcourt between dribbles, and she ends up walking with a basketball. Good rotations by Atlantic, keeping people fresh, and everybody contributing. Kennan will inbound now. Worth grabs, turns, guns a three from the corner. No good. Just off the back iron. Kicks high. The rebound inside. Yanked down by Meeker, and she'll dribble into the front court. Meeker, you know, well, she carried the ball. Double dribble. She got caught down the lane. She got big eyes all of a sudden, but she forgot she killed the dribble and tried to take it down the lane. Turns the ball back over. 23-18. Trojans on top. 4:44 left in the third quarter. Paige Kennan front court now here, near side Gutenfelder to the baseline to Worth. Worth to Gutenfelder on the arc. She'll look inside, can't find anyone. They try to post up inside with Walker. Now to the left side it goes to Hinsman on the arc. Walker comes outside to get it, left corner. She'll dribble drive to the elbow, stop, step back, and give it to Hinsman. Hinsman now to Walker. Trojan's patient this trip down. Walker here right side to Hinsman. Hinsman off the dribble, and a foul going to be whistled on Jasmine Flynn, just stepping in there. Picks up her third.
That's a little bit of an interesting development, though. She hasn't been dominant by any means, but that size presence is it's something there that it's a little bit of an advantage for the Lynx. She's in foul trouble now.
Kennan with a basketball out top, the Trojans. Working here right side is Shelby Worth. Worth dribbles baseline. Oh, she cut off in traffic. Now kicks it back out to Hinsman. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Hinsman outside now to Walker. And we've got a timeout asked for by Atlantic. This will be a full timeout, so we'll take a break along with them. 3:55 left in the third, 23-18. Trojans on top. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. BHS Services. Call them for all your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, geothermal loops, and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187. Friendship Home, offering skilled, intermediate, and residential care and outpatient rehabilitation, where the staff is committed to providing quality, caring, and professional service. Get peace of mind knowing you made a wise decision with the Friendship Home in Audubon. New handbags and wallets have arrived at the Handbag Ranch in Atlantic, and more are coming in weekly. Stop in and see their wide selection, along with their fragrances and jewelry. Handbag Ranch, located at 9 West 4th Street in Atlantic.
Atlantic basketballs will come back out of the timeout. 3:50 left to play here in the third quarter. 23-18, Trojans leading. Gutenfelder out on the arc with it. Leaves it for Hinsman now for Atlantic. Hinsman drives the right side of the lane, stops and kicks it out. Worth here on the wing. Back outside now to Kennan. Kennan, oh, quick pass across. Nobody went after. Walker at the last minute saves it from going out of bounds. Back out top now to Kennan. Kennan leaves it for Hinsman. Alicia Hinsman on the left side of the arc. Dumps it back out top. Taylor Valentine checked back in during the timeout there for Abe Lincoln. She's working down low. Now they get it inside and a little traffic problem inside. Too much traffic. Gutenfelder tried to drive the right side of the lane. Walker was cutting across the baseline. Everybody running into one another at the ball. And it's out of bounds to the Lynx. So Abraham Lincoln to the front court. Now here left side with it is Leisinger across the lane to Valentine. Meeker out top. Bounce pass tipped and stolen away. Hinsman comes up with it. Atlantic trying to run the floor. Hinsman bounce pass across. It's kicked. Mackenzie Bolton during her best hockey goalie impersonation with the kick save.
Using those pads well.
Trojan basketball. They inbound. Shelby Worth down low. Leaves it out here in the perimeter to Hinsman. Under three to go here in the third quarter. Kennan, the head fake, right side the drive, stops, feeds it back. Now Worth on the give, right back to Kennan. Ball knocked out of bounds, almost out of bounds. Kennan saves it on the dive. Now Hinsman in traffic. Boy, the Trojans struggling with the ball handling now. They eventually do lose it here in the corner. You've got to see that was coming eventually.
Yeah, and the problem there, too, they're all just kind of bottled up. There's floor spacing not very good right now here for the Trojans offensively. Need to work on that.
Lauren Rommel will check back into the lineup now for Abraham Lincoln, and she'll take the place of Taylor Valentine. 2:47 left in the third quarter. Lynx with a basketball. Rommel with it now in the front court. Atlantic leading by five. It's 23-18. Bounce pass out top. Now Leisinger, Bolton back outside. Delaney Bolton driving. The pull-up jumper no good in the traffic. Rebound Meeker. The fall-away no good. Leisinger the rebound, and her putback with the left hand is good. First bucket by Leisinger tonight. 23-20 now. The Lynx within three. Down low quickly, Atlantic, and they'll get a foul out of this as they got the ball up the floor. Worth from the wing dumped it down low to Walker, run the lane. And the foul inside over the back on Leisinger will be her third. Team foul number four against the Lynx. Inbound feed on the bounce now to Nora Walker, and she's blocked as she tried to put up the quick little eight-footer in the lane. And they're going to call it a jump ball, and the alternate possession arrow points to the Lynx. Krogman and Holmes will check back in now for Atlantic. Paige Cannon and Shelby Worth will check out. 2:14 left here in the third quarter. 23-20. Lynx can tie with a three here in this possession as they hustle it up the floor. Delaney Bolton, left side, takes it all the way, misses the shot. Leisinger the rebound. She cut right through the defense, got the rebound, and banked it home. And now it's 23-22 as the Lynx are back within a point. And a foul here coming against Abraham Lincoln as Gutenfelder quickly running the baseline. Tried to throw up a quick jump shot here on the right side. Got fouled by Meeker. That'll be her third. Fifth team foul now here in the half against Abe Lincoln. And Gutenfelder to the line. She'll shoot a couple here for Atlantic. The first one is no good. Gutenfelder without a point here tonight. McConnell checks back in now for Walker for Atlantic. Meeker checks out as Hightoff is back into the lineup for the Lynx. Second free throw by Gutenfelder on the way, and that one is no good. Rims out. Rebound hits the floor. We're going to have a foul on Gutenfelder. She tried to dive in there and wrestle it away from Delaney Bolton. So the ball will go back in the other direction now. Abe Lincoln with a chance to take the lead, something they haven't done since it was 3-1 in the first quarter. Minute 55 left here in this third quarter. Hightoff, Bolton, playing catch in the backcourt, now ahead to Rommel. Rommel left side. That's Mackenzie Bolton with it out on the arc, and she'll bring it out top as Atlantic settles into a 2-3 zone. Left side, it comes down to Hightoff. Hightop back out top. Rommel, right side, Mackenzie Bolton. Back left side again to Hightop. The head fake and the drive. Now off to Rommel. Rommel, right side on the wing. The open three ball on the way and good by Mackenzie Bolton. The line drive. Banks off the back iron and in. And it's 25-23 now in favor of Abraham Lincoln. They take their first lead since very early. Trojans ball front court. Baseline drive. Gutenfelder through traffic. Tosses up. No good. Rebound inside. Tapped out to Bolton. Delaney Bolton with the board. Now Mackenzie Bolton up the floor. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Mackenzie Bolton out top with it. Quick feed across. Mackenzie Bolton the dribble drive. Now to the left side. Hightop open the jumper. No good off the back rim. Rebound taken by Sam McConnell, and she's fouled from the back side. That'll be Delaney. No, it will not. It'll be Mackenzie Bolton picking up the foul. That's her first, and that is team foul number 6 on the Lynx. So after Atlantic inbounds, they'll be in the bonus here the rest of the night. So up the floor comes Atlantic as they get it across the timeline. Now the ball knocked away loose here near side. And well, they do save it. Bolton got away with a travel there, trying to tiptoe the sideline and save the ball. Now it's Mackenzie Bolton with it as the Lynx get it back. Left side baseline. Delaney Bolton underneath Leisinger lost the handle. Rebound. The ball taken off the floor there by Mackenzie Holmes. And we're going to have a foul call against Abe Lincoln. And that's going to be against Delaney Bolton trying to dive in there and take it away. So that's bonus time now for Atlantic. The Lynx have been, the Trojans have only been called for 2 fouls here in the second half. So they're sitting a lot prettier here than Abraham Lincoln. As Mackenzie Holmes walks to the other side now to shoot the 1-1. And the front end, no good. Rebound on the in the lane taken there by Mackenzie Bolton. 22 seconds left up the floor. We get a foul. That's going to be Sam McConnell as they quickly got the ball to Delaney Bolton on the left block. She tried to lean one up and in, and McConnell picks up her first foul. That's just the third team foul. Well, they have 4 on the board. I don't know who the other one was against. I only have 3 for Atlantic. A couple of free throws coming, and Delaney Bolton knocks down the first. One more try coming here for Bolton. And the second one good as well. The Lynx having a pretty decent third quarter here. They've held Atlantic to just 1 field goal. 17 seconds left, 27-23 now the score. Lynx on top. Trojans left side, the lob down low, posting is McConnell. Back outside the home, she drives, pulls up. The 16-footer won't go. Rebound taken by McConnell. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, quick shot, no good. Rebound, Gutenfelder, put back, no good. As the buzzer sounds, that's the end of the third quarter. 3 tries coming up empty for Atlantic down low. As we've played 3, it's Abe Lincoln 27-23 over Atlantic. Back with a 4th in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Seed Pros South in Griswold is your local Pioneer seed provider. Let John Becker, Mark Van Tiger, and Lee Satoff help you with all of your seed needs. Their goal is your profitability. Give Seed Pros South in Griswold a call at 712-778-4486. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. The dedicated and caring staff works as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service. Located at 513 Market Street in Audubon.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School as we head to the fourth quarter of play. It's Abraham Lincoln taking charge in that third quarter, 27-23 here right now over the Trojans of Atlantic here tonight at Atlantic High School. And now quickly Atlantic tries a wraparound kid and try to get it to Hartwig on the block, and there's going to be a reaching foul here to call against Abraham Lincoln. And that one's going to be slapped against Lauren Rommel, her second. That's now the 8th team foul here against the Lynx, so bonus time here again.
Yeah, Atlantic got that early three-pointer in the third quarter to go up 22-14. It was a 13-1 finish to the quarter by Abe Lincoln.
Hartwig misses short on the first free throw attempt, so it'll turn right back over here to Abraham Lincoln.
short and went out of bounds. So they inbound here and bring it across the timeline. Bolton with the basketball, Mackenzie Bolton. She kicks it left side. Rommel with the shot just inside the arc, no good. Rebound pulled down by Wirth. Wirth hands it off to Kinnon. She'll run it right side of the court. Kinnon crosses over, goes middle of the lane, stops and fires. Short on the shot. Rebound tapped around, taken down by Weisinger for AL. Links come back the other way. Here's Mackenzie Bolton right side. Skip pass over to Rommel. Almost lost it. Corrals it. Gets it in the corner to Hightop. Left corner, Hightop dribbles out of traffic and comes back out towards the top. Now lobs it over to Leisinger. She's at the free throw line, takes the shot too strong, and it dances off the rim, taken down by Kinnon, who is right there waiting for it. She'll kick it up ahead to Wirth. Wirth threw it away. She was looking for Hartwig on the block and threw it right away to Leisinger. And now we have a timeout on the floor. Quick 30-second timeout going to be taken here by Coach Chad Shaw and the Abraham Lincoln Lynx, as they'll talk things over here a little bit. It's 27-23, Abraham Lincoln with the lead here over the Atlantic Trojans.
Well, for Casey Pelzer, you just need to be talking to your girls right now and telling them, hey, guys, listen, there's plenty of time. Don't panic. There's no reason to panic here. We're only down four. It's been a good competitive game. Atlantic never had, their biggest lead was 8 points, so it's never been a game that's been out of control either way anyway. Just play within yourself, play good defense, and do what we did early on. Get yourself a chance to get back in front and then ride out this ball game.
So we'll be inbounded here by AL after the quick timeout. Quick update for you, those college games have gone final tonight. Iowa State beat Northern Colorado 90-82, and Northern Iowa beats Western Carolina 59-39. Inbound pass now here for AL after the timeout break. They get it off to Mackenzie Bolton. She's in traffic, guarded by two players, and gets it over across now to Hightop. Left side, Christensen gets it down on the block. It's Delaney Bolton turning, missing on the shot, and the rebound comes out here to the Trojans. Nora Walker pushes it up ahead, gets it to Hartwig, back out to Walker. Shot along the baseline left side, no good. Rebound pulled down here by the Lynx. Hightop comes out with it. She'll fire it ahead to Mackenzie Bolton. Her pass is tipped, stolen by Hartwig. Hartwig plucks it out of the air, has trouble hanging on to the basketball, got away with a walk, dragged her pivot foot, but she gets it off to Kinnon. Kinnon goes straight to the rack, misses the easy layup, though. Rebound pulled down by Hartwig in the lane, and she's going to get called for the travel now. It should have came about 10 seconds ago, but either way, it's going to be AL ball now.
Had one official coming in to call a foul on the arm, and another one calling travel. They decided to go with the travel, saying that came first.
Inbound pass will come to Christensen, and she'll get across the timeline. A little bit of half-court pressure here by the Trojans. Now here's Christensen. She traveled with the basketball. A little bit too much with the pump fake here left side. And it'll be a Trojan ball here as Walker will inbound. 6:12 left to go here in this final quarter of play. It's 27-23. Abraham Lincoln on top. Dribble right side. That back up top to Wirth. Wirth has it tapped out of her hands. Tracks it back down, dumps it off to Kinnon. Kinnon, guarded closely by Hightop, throws it right side to Wirth. Wirth dumps it down on the block to Kinnon. She tries a scoop-around shot against Flynn, no good. Rebound pulled down here by the Lynx.
Too far into the basket.
Here's Hightop with it, dribbling out of traffic. We'll throw it, tough pass back across her body to Bolton. She's able to track it down, though, before it's stolen. Now back over to Hightop. Hightop lobs it inside. Flynn, quick step and a shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Walker. Nora Walker across the timeline, sends it over to Paige Kinnon. Kinnon with the basketball at the point, hanging on to it, looking for the offense to set up. Here's Mackenzie Holmes right side, dumps it down to Wirth. Wirth turns, shoots, she's open, missed the shot though, and it's going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Atlantic. Now they're going to say a foul underneath as Hartwig pushed off a little bit there against Flynn. That's going to be number four on Alex Hartwig. That's now the fifth team foul here of the half against the Trojans, and we've got timeout here taken on the floor. Full timeout. We'll take a break as well. It's 27-23, AL on top of Atlantic. 5:12 left to go. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyman Body Works in Griswold is your one-stop shop from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years' experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mill Street in Griswold. Call them at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Give them a call weekdays 8 to 5 and on Saturdays from 8 to noon at 712-755-5188. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing in Atlantic, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981.
Back after the timeout, inbound here for the Lynx, and in pressure, it's going to be Mackenzie Bolton, who got it away off that time to Meeker and then got it right back. Able to get out of the pressure here put on by the Trojans. Up top now here is Hightop. She'll dribble left side. Running shot, no good off the glass. Rebound inside, and a foul over the top. Going to be called against Jasmine Flynn, I believe, and that'll be number four on her.
Yeah, reaching over the top and then kind of reaching and swatting, too, to try to get that loose ball. It's pretty obvious foul call. And, again, these fouls are important for Atlantic because the Trojans are in the bonus. They need to start making some of these free throw attempts.
Flynn will check out, and Leisinger comes back in here for AL, and Sam McConnell will have an opportunity here at the free throw line with the 1-1. That was the ninth team foul, and the first one is good, so McConnell will get another try.
Trojans just 5 of 14 from the line before that one.
Second free throw coming here for Sam McConnell. Her first points there in the second half, and she rattles that one home as well. She's got 8 now on the ball game. 27-25. AL with a two-point lead, 4:55 left to go. Dribbling it up ahead, here's Meeker. Stops, fires one just outside the block, and a reach-in foul going to be called here against Hinsman. Just got a little piece of the arm, they say, and she'll have two shots now coming at the line here for Meeker. Hinsman picks up her second. 16th foul now at the half here against the Trojans, so next one will put the Lynx in the bonus as well. And if that one's off the front of the rim, no good there by Meeker. She'll have one more coming. And Mackenzie Bolton checked back out of the ballgame as Delaney Bolton comes back in. And the second free throw is good that time by Meeker. She gets one out of two. She's got 6 points, and it's 28-25, three-point lead for the Lynx. They try to lob it down to the block to McConnell. They get it to her in traffic, and she's able to get the foul call as she puts the shot up.
Tried to put the squeeze on her, high-low inside, but she was able to get herself free. Delaney Bolton picks up that foul, and two more free throw tries. Yeah, the Trojans have had many more free throws, but the Lynx are 6 of 8 from the line. The Trojans have struggled a bit.
That's the second on Bolton, and the first free throw is knocked down by McConnell, so she's hit 3 straight. She's got one more coming, and that one rolls around and falls through. So good job by Sam McConnell hitting her last 4 free throw attempts, and it's just a one-point game again. Almost stolen by the Trojans, but Meekers gets it across and gets it to Bolton. Delaney Bolton dribbles up to the top of the key, fires it right side. Christensen was open for a moment, but McConnell recovered to tip it away. Christensen tracks it back down, long shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gutenfeld, and then a reach-in foul called against Allie Hightoff as she'll pick up her third. And now we'll go to the other end here once again for two shots coming now here for Gutenfelder.
Yeah, this is getting to be the point where it's big, and McConnell really set a good tone for Atlantic, hitting 4 straight free throws her last 2 times down. They need to continue this.
That one's good by Liz Gutenfelder. She knocks down the first one. That's her first point of the basketball game. Second free throw is on the way, and that one's also good. Splashes them both home. So 6 straight here from the charity stripe for the Trojans, and they've got a 1-point lead. Taking it back at 29-28. Out top, here's Hightop for the Lynx of Abraham Lincoln. Sends it right side over there to Meeker. She's thinking about the shot. Now puts it on the floor. Goes all the way inside. Running shot, no good. And it's going to be a foul call here against Sam McConnell. And she got a piece of the arm as she went for the block. So McConnell picks up number 2. And it'll be 2 shots coming here for Meeker again. Allen's off the back of the iron, no good.
And neither one of these teams, Chris, are blessed with a lot of good one-on-one slasher-type players who can just take the ball and go to the hole. Meeker thought she was there for a little bit, but got bailed out with that foul call.
Hinsman checks out as Kinnon comes back in here for Atlantic. Second free throw rolls around and falls through. She gets that one to go, so 1 out of 2 again at the line for Meeker. She's got the only 2 points here in this fourth quarter for The Lynx at the charity stripe. It is 29-29 now, tied up.
All the points here in this fourth quarter so far from the free throw line.
And a three knocked down at the top of the key by McKenzie Holmes. They passed it left side, got it to Holmes outside, and she buries it. That's her second triple of the game, and now going to have two shots on the other end coming up here for Abraham Lincoln. They got it down the floor quickly, and Meeker's going to go to the line. The foul whistled here against Sam McConnell, her third. So now Lauren Meeker right back at the charity stripe again. First freebie is good. She's got one more coming. Hartwig checks back in here, and we'll replace McConnell and give her a breather. Hartwig back in there with those four fouls. Second free throw coming from Meeker, and that one's also good. She is able to knock down both this time, and it's 32-31, a one-point lead here for Atlantic. They have the basketball, send it left side. 3:38 left to go in the ball game. Out top, Holmes. She'll try another three right side. Buries that one. McKenzie Holmes with the hot hand from outside, and it's 35-31. Now a quick pass and a good job getting down and filling the lane that time by Lysander, and they found her. She gets the easy bucket and easy two. It's 35-33. Two-point lead to the Trojans with the ball. Right side pass here for Holmes. She gets it right back on the give and go to Kennan. She got too far underneath, kicks it back outside. Krogman, her baseline shot is good. And now a quick timeout, 30-second timeout going to be called here by Coach Pelzer, as it's a 37-33 lead for the Trojans with 3:05 left to go in the basketball game.
Oh, we went the longest time without anybody getting a field goal, and now we can't stop them. A couple of threes from Holmes, a two-pointer there by Krogman, and so far here in this fourth quarter, just one field goal. That was the one by Lysinger just a little bit ago. Otherwise, everything else for the free throw line for the two teams. But the real key for Atlantic, not just those three-pointers from Holmes out top, but they finally started to settle in at the free throw line and make some of those free throw shots. And they've missed a lot in the first half, just 4 of 8. And they actually were just, what I say, 5 out of 14 before they started to get hot. They've now hit, 6 of their last 7 here in this fourth quarter.
Inbound pass now here for the Lynx as they'll send it in. Trojans back off the full court pressure and will settle into a 2-3 zone. Out top, it's Hightop. Sends it right side, Meeker. Meeker will drive baseline. Kicks it off. Flynn's wide open as she checked back in. Missed the shot, though. Rebound underneath by Delaney Bolton. Her putback doesn't go. Kennan comes away with the rebound. A couple of short bunnies missed that time by the Lynx. And here comes the Trojans. And now it's almost stolen away. Knocked out of bounds by Christensen on that far side. And the Trojans will keep it. They'll inbound on that far side as Kennan will inbound. 2:42 left to go in the ballgame. It's a 4-point lead right now here for Atlantic, 37-33. Pass off to Gutenfelder. She has it at the left wing. We'll drive. And a foul called here as Meeker reached in and got her. And Meeker is going to pick up number 4. And Gutenfelder will go to the line here for a couple of free throws. She was able to knock down her last two. She's 2 of 4 for the ball game. That one's good. So the Trojans keep their hot hand from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter going. Got one more coming here. And Gutenfelder rolled that one in and out, just rolled out on her. Not quite the touch that time, and it's 38-33. 2:31 left to go. Here comes A.L. Meeker on the run. Almost had it stolen. Gets it down underneath to Delaney Bolton. Her quick bucket is good. Delaney Bolton with the field goal, and it's a three-point game. 38-35. Trojans on top. Left side dribble here for Kennan. Kennan will dump it off now to Hartwig. Hartwig hanging on to it. We'll get it off to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder right at the top of the key. Dribbles, stops, and gives it to Kennan. Kennan at the right elbow. Now dumps it off, and left elbow shot there from Hartwig. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kennan. She went to the basket to get it. Tough pass underneath the Hartwig. She has it blocked from behind, though, by Flynn. Stolen away by Delaney Bolton. Bolton on the run the other way. Goes all the way to the rack. Shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Atlantic. A lot of bodies going for that one, and Krogman comes away with it. Throws it up ahead to Hartwig. Her shot on the block is no good. Missed the point-blank jumper. And now a reach-in foul against McKenzie Holmes as she hit Hightoff, who came away with the basketball. Holmes picks up number 3.
Both directions, up and down the floor. You just kind of keep going, oh, kidding. Oh, no, miss another one. Oh, man. Just that close each time. Each team with opportunities just can't quite finish here these last couple of trips.
They're getting good looks at the basket, and now Hightop's at the floor here for the 1-1. It's a 19th foul against the Trojans, and she missed the front end, but Meeker gets the rebound. Up back up with the shot, missed it, but going to get a foul call against Gutenfelder, and she'll go to the line now to shoot two.
Boy, that was what you call a really bad foul if it goes in, because Gutenfelder had no chance. She was just leaning on Meeker from behind, but it turned into a good foul because Meeker missed the shot.
So Meeker at the line here, and the first one is good. So she does make the first. One more coming here with the two-point game. 1:37 left to go. It's Trojans on top, 38-36. Second one is good, so make it a one-point game. 38-37, Trojans lead it. Full court pressure put on here by the Lynx. Krogman dribbles out of pressure. Got a good screen from Hartwig. She'll go all the way and throw up a wild shot on the run on the baseline. Didn't need to do that, and now we have a foul call on the rebound attempt against the Trojans, and it'll be two shots on the other end here for the Lynx.
You know, you don't ever want your kids to stop being aggressive, but you know what? You're leading with a minute and a half left. You don't need to force the issue right now. Wait for the good shot opportunity. Now, instead, you're going back the other way to give the team a chance to take the lead back from the free throw line.
Mackenzie Holmes picked up number four there, and Delaney Bolton at the free throw line, and she makes the first one. So that'll tie the ball game at 38 apiece. Back up off the bench, Mackenzie Bolton will replace Hightop here for Abraham Lincoln. 1:28 left to go, tied at 38. Bolton's second free throw, no good. Gutenfelder gets the rebound. Trojans have the basketball here with the tie ball game. Kennan will run it up the floor. They left her alone. Nice pass across to Krogman. Too late on the shot, though, and it's blocked by Flynn. Couldn't get it up quick enough. Here's Mackenzie Bolton on the run, and now a 30-second timeout taken here by Coach Chad Shaw and the Lynx as they want to settle things down here with 1:16 left to go in the game, and we're all knotted up at 38 apiece.
If I have this correct, Chris, say Abraham Lincoln has one full timeout remaining, and Atlantic's got plenty. They've got two fulls and a 30 left here in this fourth quarter.
Those could become very valuable here down this stretch, this last little over a minute. Kind of a wild back-and-forth ball game here in this fourth quarter. As we mentioned, both teams have had opportunities to hit short, easy shots, and it's neither one of them really getting a lot of them to go, and we've seen some bad mistakes on fouls as well, putting both teams at the charity stripe a lot here in this fourth quarter. And both teams haven't done a bad job at the line here in this fourth quarter, and especially Atlantic giving them a little bit of a spark. Inbound here, and now Mackenzie Bolton will set things up for the Lynx. Left side to Meeker. They get it off to Flynn. High post. She gets it down on the block. Bolton got it away before she fell down. Gets it over there to Mackenzie Bolton. Now it's Flynn who takes it out of the air. Tipped and stolen by Kennan, and she calls a timeout on the floor. And we'll get the possession back here for Atlantic.
That's what seniors do. They play smart.
And we'll see if they take a full or a 30. Just going to take a 30-second timeout. So as we have it, two fulls left here for the Trojans now and one full for the Lynx.
Yeah, real good heads-up play there by the senior, Paige Cannon, on the floor making that pick. Don't worry about anything else. Just get the possession of the ball and immediately look for the official to call the timeout, which is good because otherwise it would have been a traveling.
So we're tied up at 38 apiece here, and the Trojans get the basketball here after this timeout to the heads-up play by Paige Kinnon. And we'll see what the Trojans have in store here after the timeout. We're going to see a little bit of man-to-man pressure put on here by the Lynx. And they're going to struggle to get an inbounds. They throw it up ahead to Gutenfelder, though. She gets it, stops, kicks it back out to Krogman. Tight man-to-man pressure right now here by Abraham Lincoln. Krogman way out high, guarded by Mackenzie Bolton, and a five-second call here. Bolton stayed close to Krogman, and she wasn't paying attention, and they get the five-second call, turns right back over. Big play there for the Lynx defensively, and they'll inbound here with just 50 seconds left to go. 38-38, and they're going to throw it right side here over to Christensen. They might take their time here. Pass over left side to Meeker. Meeker gets it high post to Flynn, back outside. They're going to work it around the perimeter right now here and use some of this clock.
Tie game on the road. That's what I'd be doing right now. I'd be running this down, take the last shot.
27 seconds on the clock. Out top, it's Mackenzie Bolton. Down to 20 seconds to go. She's going to hang on to it, send it over to Christensen. Lob to Flynn, almost tipped and stolen. They're able to corral it, though. Back outside, Meeker, 14 seconds. Right side, Christensen will try the three. Missed it off the front of the rim, and it's going to go out of bounds to Atlantic with 9 seconds left in the game.
Not a good decision there by Christensen to take that one, and now we have a full timeout on the floor. Just 10 seconds left to go, 38-38, a tie ball game. We'll keep it right here as we head to this final possession of the basketball game. And boy, the Lynx were going to run it down and try to take a last shot, and I don't think that's the one that they wanted at all, as Christensen decided to take three.
You know, when you've got Flynn and, you know, also Delaney Bolton's been pretty active down on the baseline, too, and she's been trying to run that block here in the last couple of minutes of the ball game. Boy, I would have thought she could have gotten some better look. It was a good look. She was open, but a three is really not what you need right now. Go to the rack, make them foul. You get a chance to shoot free throws at worst. But that's a break for the Trojans, and 9.9 seconds remaining, almost a full 10 seconds on the clock. Right now for Casey Felzer to set up a nice play here and get the ball up the floor. Now, the Lynx are going to pressure full court, so you've got a chance to have somebody open here.
Yeah, they're going to set up. They've got everybody up tight here. Looks like they're going to go with the pressure. We'll see if it's man-to-man pressure or not as they come out of the break. So we'll see what the Trojans have in store here with just that 10 seconds remaining here on the clock.
Who wants to be a hero tonight?
Gutenfelder will inbound it. She's got Hartwig, Krogman, Holmes, and Kinnan out there with her. And they get the screen off to Kinnan here with the pass. She'll go right, left side on the dribble. All the way to the rack, throws it across to Hartwig. She gets in traffic, shot blocked, rebound, put back no good. It's blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic with just 1.7 seconds left on the clock.
A couple of tough shots inside. The officials letting them play here.
Inbound pass will come from Kinnan. They'll have a chance to put one up. They lob it in, a turn, Hartwig tried to throw it back, and Kinnan just lobs a wild one, and that probably wouldn't have counted. She should have just turned and tried to put one towards the basket. As it is, it's tied at 38, and we're going to go to extra minutes here in this basketball game tonight. So a couple of opportunities for both teams down the stretch with a possession, and neither one can get a bucket. It's 38-38 here as we end regulation. Be right back with overtime. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. For great eats and specialty drinks, go to the Middle of Nowhere Cafe and Bar on Main Street in downtown Cumberland. Stop in for lunch or supper, and for their Thursday and Friday night specials, the Middle of Nowhere Cafe and Bar, located at 112 Main Street in Cumberland, 712-774-5425. The Little Cobbler is your one-stop repair shop in Atlantic. They do boot and shoe repair, zipper, snap and button repair, custom leather work, hemming on jeans and slacks, and all types of sewing and alterations. The Little Cobbler, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734, or set your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, purer and simple.
Tap is won here by the Trojans, and they'll get it off here left side. They get it over now to Worth, and it's now Paige Kinnan with it, and she'll dribble back to the top of the key. Off to Hensman. Hensman will throw it to Nora Walker in the left corner here as we start overtime. They get it down on the block to McConnell. Back outside, Nora Walker for three. A little bit too strong. Rebound by Delaney Bolton. AO coming the other way. Just 4 minutes here in this overtime period. It's down to 3:36 left to go. All tied up at 38 apiece here between the Atlantic Trojans and the Abraham Lincoln Lynx here in overtime tonight at Atlantic High School. A dribble drive and a shot. Tough one off the glass. Gets it to go. Mackenzie Bolton on the run.
You know, Chris, one thing that's going to be important possibly, too, here in the overtime is fouls. Each team has two players with four fouls.
40-38 now here. The lead for the Lynx. Pass off to Kinnan. She'll try to dribble into the lane. Kicks it outside. Worth will try the three. Good. Shelby Worth now has 8 points in the game, and it's 41-40. Trojans take a one-point advantage. Right side, here's Mackenzie Bolton. We'll toss it over now. Christensen down on the block. They go to Flynn. Flynn in traffic. Shot up no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to line here to shoot two. And Sam McConnell's going to pick up the foul. That is number four on McConnell.
And McConnell, Hartwig, and Gutenfelder all have four here for Atlantic. On the other side, Flynn and Meeker each playing with four for Abraham Lincoln.
Flynn at the line here for two shots. Her first free throw rattles around and falls through. Her first free throw attempt of the game. She knocks it down. One more coming here for Jasmine Flynn, and that one rolls around, falls off, no good. Hinsman the rebound, and now a jump ball call. They reached in there. Christensen tied her up, And the jump ball is going to give possession to Abraham Lincoln. A tough break there for the Trojans. 2:49 left to go here. We're tied at 41 apiece now. The inbound will go to Flynn. High block. She'll kick it out left side. Bolton down on the block now to Meeker. Over the top of McConnell. Missed it. McConnell the rebound. She'll get it off to Kinnon. Tied at 41. Up ahead to Worth. Worth. Back to Kinnon. Dribbling out high. 2:33 left to go in overtime. Pass over to Nora Walker. Nora Walker now to Worth right side. Worth back up top to Kinnon. And a little bit of a bump from behind that time. Getting too close on the defense of Delaney Bolton. She'll pick up number three, and that'll send Paige Kinnon here to the free throw line.
Well, Atlantic's lost its advantage at the line now. Both teams in a double bonus here the rest of the way. Now you got to make them.
Kinnon's 1-for-2 so far tonight, and that one is good. Big shot there for Paige Kinnon. Krogman's going to check in, replace Hinsman here in the lineup for the Trojans. And now the second free throw is coming here for Paige Kinnon. And that one's no good. Just off the rim there that time. Rebound comes down to the Lynx. 42-41, one-point lead for Atlantic. 2:19 left to go in overtime. Pass down on the block to Delaney Bolton. She tries to work in, kicks it across. Nobody was home, but they save it. Meeker pulls it down. She's open for the three. We'll try it. No good. Rebound long to Paige Kinnon. Atlantic, the one-point lead and the basketball. Up ahead to Worth. Worth tries down to get on the block to McConnell. Turnaround shot in the lane, no good. Rebound Nora Walker. She kicks it out to Krogman. Her shot is blocked, and now we're going to have it go the other way with a foul over the back here against the Trojans. Foul here is going to be whistled against Sam McConnell, so that'll be it for McConnell. She picks up number five. Mackenzie Holmes is going to check back in here for Atlantic. Also back in for Abraham Lincoln is Allie Hightoff as Mackenzie Bolton will check out. Worth comes out, and back into the game is Alex Hartwig as well for Atlantic. 1:54 to go. It's 42-41. Trojans the lead, and now it's tied as the first free throw was hit there by Meeker. Lauren Meeker hits the free throw. Second free throw for her is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. Hartwig comes out of the pile with it. She'll throw it off to Kinnon. Tied at 42. 1:47 to go. And now a timeout taken by Coach Casey Felzer. Full timeout. Take a quick break here. It's 42 apiece. 1:46 to go in overtime. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, they've got a custom-made and affordable solution. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and they'll help you make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies, 1-877-DRY-DOGS. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for expertise. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. New handbags and wallets have arrived at the Handbag Ranch in Atlantic, and more are coming in weekly. Stop in and see their wide selection along with their fragrances and jewelry. The Handbag Ranch located at 9 West 4th Street in Atlantic.
Back here after the timeout by the Trojans. We'll have the basketball here with 1:46 left to go in overtime. It's tied at 42 apiece. Inbound pass to Paige Kinnon. And she'll have it up top. Gets a screen from Holmes. Goes left side, hangs on to it, looking for somebody. Dumps it down on the block, down to Hartwig. She tries to work around Flynn, and we're going to have a foul here on the floor. And it'll be two shots coming up here for Hartwig.
Well, somebody's going to foul out here. It's going to be Meeker.
Lauren Meeker picks up number five, and she'll foul out. She has been the one that's been doing the damage at the free throw line here at the end of the ball game. She'll check out, and she will be replaced by Leisinger, who comes back in.
12 points for Meeker, and a lot of free throws here this fourth quarter in overtime. The Trojans don't mind seeing her go to the bench.
Hartwig's first free throw is no good off the side of the rim. A little bit short on that one. Hartwig, second free throw is good. It's one to go, and it's a one-point lead, 43-42. 1:30 left to go in the basketball game. Out top now, here's Hightop for Abraham Lincoln. They'll send it over to Christensen. Now back to Hightop. Hightop back to Christensen. Just playing catch out top right now. They'll send it over now to Delaney Bolton. Pump fakes. Now she'll step back. Thought about the three. Gets it off to Christensen. She'll kick it now left side to Hightop. Hightop back to Leisinger. Leisinger up top, Christensen. Back to Hightop, left wing. Now they'll lob it, and they throw it away. Flynn can't save it. And turns back over here to the Trojans.
Boy, nobody home on the cross-court pass to the far wing. Break for the Trojans.
Abraham Lincoln will take their last timeout. 1:03 left to go. Tied at 43-42. Trojans on top. We'll take a break with some high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dairy Queen in Oakland. Try their Blizzard, Shakes, Royal Treats, and other ice cream products. They also have sandwich baskets with fries, taco and chicken salads, and nachos with meat and cheese. And, of course, ice cream cakes. Stop by today, Dairy Queen in Oakland. Do you find yourself having concerns about your substance use or someone else's? Are you neglecting day-to-day activities because of that use? If so, contact Zion Recovery Services at 712-243-5091, where all of your inquiries are confidential. For computer upgrades, stop into McDonald Electronics, 11 West 4th Street in Atlantic. They can take your old system and give it a technological makeover to increase speed and performance with the room for future growth. They also sell refurbished computers and can resolve your virus issues. McDonald Electronics.
Back here after the timeout, the inbound will come here from the Trojans. They have a one-point lead with just 1:03 left to go in the game, and you got to think they're going to take their sweet time here. Do need to get across the timeline, though, and Kinnon will do that.
Well, they've got a little, I'm sorry, because they've got a little smaller, too, with some ball handlers out there.
And now Holmes has it tapped out of her hand. She goes in the backcourt to get it. Guarded closely by Hightop. Throws it right side to Walker. 46 seconds left to go. Pass off to Kinnon. Kinnon going to hang on to it. Lynx might have to think about fouling here at some point. And now they reach in, and they do that, as Delaney Bolton will pick up the foul. The number 4 on her. And it'll send Paige Kinnon to the free throw line with just 38 seconds left. 43-42. Trojans have the lead. Free throws obviously vital here down the stretch. That one's good by Paige Kinnon. She makes the first. Now a two-point lead. Back into lineup, Mackenzie Bolton. Here is Leisinger. Will check out for Abraham Lincoln. Up off the bench is Hartwig. Back in here for Atlantic. Oh, I'm not going to let her check in here.
What the defensive substitution there. A little too late.
Ken will set up here for the second free throw, and that one's short. Rebound taken down by Mackenzie Bolton. Two-point game, 35 seconds to go. 44-42, Trojans lead. Here's Abraham Lincoln with it out top. It's Hightop. Hightop goes to the right side. Christensen, she'll try the three and gets it for the lead. Hannah Christensen with her first points of the ball game, and it's 45-44. One-point lead for AL. 16 seconds to go. Here's a right side pass. Gutenfelder for Atlantic. And now we have a timeout taken here from the Trojan bench. And they'll take timeout. We'll keep it right here with just 12 and a half seconds left to go here in this overtime. And it's a one-point lead for Abraham Lincoln, 45-44.
Boy, awful cool to be standing out there at the three-point line, down two with under 30 seconds to go in a basketball game in overtime. You haven't scored all night. You drop in your first field goal of the night when your team desperately needs it to turn the score around. That's a big basket by Christensen, but plenty of time left. 12 and a half seconds here for the Trojans. Plenty of time to get off not just a shot, but if they get off a pretty decent one, maybe get a rebound attempt if you miss on the first try here yet. So still plenty of time for the Trojans to come up with something. They don't have to limit themselves just a couple of different things in the playbook here.
See what they draw up here after the timeout as Coach Belzer talking to his ball club, giving them some final instructions here before this timeout runs out, and we'll get back at it here. 45-44, Abraham Lincoln with the one-point lead over the Atlantic Trojans. It's been a tight ball game pretty much all night long, back and forth a little bit between these two teams. And Atlantic will have this basketball with just 12 and a half seconds on the clock. Kinnon will inbound. They stack everybody here along the right side of the lane. They'll break now and try to get somebody open. Having a trouble getting anybody open. They'll lob it up top to Nora Walker. She's able to corral it. Off to Kinnon. 9 seconds to go. Kinnon right side with it. 7 seconds. We'll lob it down on the block. It's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Christensen. 4.6 seconds on the clock. And it's a one-point game, 45-44. Trojans trail by one. Need a basket here. Kinnon looking to inbound. Having trouble. Gets it into Nora Walker. 4 seconds to go. Lobs it back to Kinnon. Shot blocked by Flynn on the floor, and nobody's going to get it before time runs out. And Abraham Lincoln's going to come away with a tight overtime victory, 45-44, over the Atlantic Trojans here tonight at Atlantic High School. Tight, exciting ball game. Came down to the wire. Trojans just couldn't get a good look at the basket. And that's going to do it here in this one, with AL getting the one-point victory, 45-44. We'll take a break, come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rusty's Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Russ family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa in downtown Harlan. Rusty himself, for over 37 years. Fixing and selling boots, he's the only one you need to know. Rusty's Shoe Repair, downtown Harlan. Something for You in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, Mishi bags, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Wyman's CarQuest in Griswold is your full auto parts store. They cover all your farm and automotive needs with a full line of hydraulic hose selection. Wyman's CarQuest at 405 Main Street in Griswold. Call 712-778-2224.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School, as in overtime tonight, the Abraham Lincoln Lynx come in here to Atlantic High School and get the victory over the Atlantic Trojans. 45-44, tight ball game. Trojans had an opportunity there with 12 and a half seconds left, and it took a timeout, and just couldn't get a real good look at the basket as the ball was tapped away. It went out of bounds with about 4.6 seconds left on the clock, and then Atlantic got it in. They tried to lob it down to Paige Kinnon, but she couldn't get a good look up at the basket, and then the ball was on the floor, and time ran out as they fought for the basketball. So just a couple of missed opportunities here for Atlantic late in this one to try to pull out a victory. And for the scoring here tonight, the Abraham Lincoln Lynx were led by a couple players with 12 points here this evening, as Delaney Bolton and Lauren Meeker both had 12 in this one. 7 points chipped in by Jasmine Flynn. 6 points tonight here for Olivia Leisinger, and also 5 points for Mackenzie Bolton, and 3 points chipped in that late big three by Hannah Christensen that ends up being the deciding basket here in this one. For Atlantic tonight, they had a good effort from Mackenzie Holmes with 14 points. Also, Sam McConnell came off the bench to deliver 10 here tonight. And 8 points in the ballgame for Shelby Worth. Had 4 points tonight for Allie Krogman. And three listed each for Gutenfelder and Paige Kinnon. And 2 points tonight for Alex Hartwig as well here in the loss for Atlantic in a tight 45-44 ballgame.
32 of the 44 points for the Trojans coming off the bench tonight. That's pretty impressive by these players. That's all coming. Their top three scorers all coming off the bench this evening for Atlantic. So a lot of positives to take from this one. But just too many missed opportunities, Chris. 14 out of 20 from the free throw line tonight for Abraham Lincoln. The great majority of those coming in the fourth quarter and overtime. And for Atlantic, 15 out of 28. Too many missed opportunities here tonight. When you lose a one-point game, there are a lot of places you can look, but that free throw line, that's a pretty easy place to spot when there's that big a disparity there.
Yeah, they had a lot of opportunities. Got a little bit better in that fourth quarter, but still too many missed opportunities early and throughout the ball game scattered that kind of cost the Trojans a little bit here tonight. But that's how things will wind down with the final score. Once again, Abraham Lincoln 45-44 over the Atlantic Trojans as both these teams open up the season. So AL moves to 1-0 and Atlantic 0-1 here to start the early portion of the basketball season. Saw some positives from both teams here tonight, and for Atlantic, you know, we mentioned after the first half, it was nice to see a lot of girls out there willing to take shots and have a little bit of confidence out there shooting the basketball. Not everything went in, and obviously that was a little bit of a struggle early in the game, but
Saw a lot of positives, and they've got a lot of good things to build on. It's just a tough one to take here early on in the season, losing that close of a basketball game, that's for sure.
Yeah, you don't like to lose those overtime games, especially at home like this, where you feel you have a little edge there too. But as I said, long season, just the start, and 0-1 on the season for Atlantic. And our next high school basketball will come your way for it'll be these Atlantic Trojans once again. It'll come your way next Monday night, November the 28th, as we'll be in Carroll for a 7:30 tip time as Atlantic faces off against Carroll in another non-conference girls basketball matchup. Again, that's 7:30 is the, around 7:30, the scheduled tip time of the varsity game. That's Monday night, November 28th, Atlantic at Carroll and girls high school basketball.
Well, that's going to wrap things up here tonight from Atlantic High School. 45-44, our final. Abraham Lincoln gets the victory in overtime tonight over the Atlantic Trojans. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks, and good night from Atlantic.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Give Daryl Kirkhoff of Kirkhoff Land Improvement a call for all of your tree removal, demolition, and dirt work. No project is too big or too small. Contact Daryl at Kirkhoff Land Improvement today. 243-